Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in an hour, we'll talk to Qadri Ismail, 10-year NFL vet, played for the Ravens, won a Super Bowl with them. Hosts the Purple pregame and postgame show on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. So we will talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock. Not every time that I hear Guns N' Roses, but for some reason, when I just heard Guns N' Roses, it's not many times that you can think about like specific places of events that happened like during your high school years.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when I heard Guns N' Roses, I can remember exactly being on Greenbelt Road. And is it 193 that intersects with Greenbelt Road?
Isn't,
or 197? Whatever. Greenbelt Road.
193 is Greenbelt Road.
Yeah, that's 193.
Yeah.
But whatever comes from like Bowie and intersects with Greenbelt Road, and Frasier being in the car, and you had a tape.
Sure.
And it was tape. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And Frasier was choning on you because he wasn't a metalhead.
I'll be honest. I may have discovered Guns N' Roses on the East Coast. I may have been.
I thought it was your brother. I thought your brother was ahead of the curve on that one. No? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I may have been the first person on the East Coast to listen to Guns N' Roses. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to plant my flag there. I'm kidding. But yeah, I remember buying cassettes back in the day, and that was obviously one of the greatest albums of all time, Appetite for Destruction. I mean, it launched their careers. Pretty amazing.
Why do you bring that up, JB?
Just that the bumper was Guns N' Roses.
Sadly,
and for some reason that popped into my head, being in the car and Frasier joning on Cakes, because nobody had heard of Guns N' Roses.
It's so inside, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it was one of those things. I'll give him credit. He just
ahead of the curve.
In my group of friends, he discovered Guns N' Roses.
Thank you. I'll take that credit.
And like most of the bands that he listened to at the time weren't necessarily for everybody, like our friend group.
Sure.
They weren't listening to Slayer and Megadeth and everything, and he popped that tape in.
They were not.
And then they became silly and kind of mass appeal.
Thank you. Thank
what's
you.
Your
I'll
big
take,
announcement?
I'll take
That's
those
way
kudos.
More important than that. What's your big announcement?
All right, well, we got to get a little drum roll,
you
I guess.
The long one or the short one?
It's up to you.
We'll give you the longer timpani. You can vamp a little bit.
All right. Well, I'll say for the last 6 or 7 months, I even gave up a vacation. I was pitched a project. I decided to say yes. And I'm ready to announce my latest book, Faith Restored, which is about the resurrection of the Commanders and its fan base and how the franchise won the city back.
Look at that.
It is available now at faithrestoredbook.com.
Very good.
Let me go to it.
I got to thank a lot of people. I'll be honest. I was pitched this project. It was just before they played the Lions. And I didn't say yes, but we happened to have Herm Edwards on the show. And in the back of my mind, I asked Herm Edwards a question about Jaden Daniels facing Justin Herbert as a freshman. And he told a story on the Junkies, and I flipped that into a little story, which I included in a chapter called Game Changer. But the book is about mostly last year, but for a generation of fans who didn't grow up with the Washington team being good, like my daughter, huge, passionate Redskins fan, now Commanders fan, they never saw a season like last year. And last year was reminiscent of the glory years. So the book is kind of quickly hits the glory years, then The Destruction, which is basically during our radio career.
Great. That's awesome.
We were around during the destruction of the Washington Redskins as Dan Snyder made them a national embarrassment.
Dan Snyder, we've talked about this on the air. Dan Snyder has literally cost this show millions of dollars in missed ratings bonuses over a 2+ decade span.
So,
and that's not even an exaggeration. That's legitimate.
The book starts there, but kind of quickly goes through it because there's been books written about the history of the Redskins, history of Dan Snyder. Takes us through the Burgundy and Sold party. We were there. Josh Harris called into the radio station.
Yep.
And how excited people were. I remember Cakes on stage leading F. Dan Snyder cheers and thousands of people cheering it on.
It's a fun event.
And then how Josh Harris turned the culture around. It took a little while because he inherited Ron Rivera, but then he brings in Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and boom, they draft a game changer. We kind of plucked that when Dan Quinn came on the show and he said game changer. I know EB and I in particular thought, oh, that's a tell. They're taking Jaden Daniels and turn the franchise around. And look, when you get to the Falcons game, you could see the fan base has come back. Cakes has talked about this. When we did our watch party at Honor Brewing.
Yes. That was compare for the NFC title game.
Compare that to the pregame shows we were doing 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Where you would not see any gear from Washington's Redskins at the time and the football team. Now everybody's buying jerseys. They're back into it. So that's kind of what the book's about. I got to thank a lot of people here. I just want to knock this out. Our pal Schwartzy did the cover for the book. Let me tweet it out.
I want to retweet something.
I just tweeted
that
out.
Give me something to retweet.
It's right there, at Junks Radio.
All right.
Schwartzy's awesome. I talked to him. Look, he's artistic. And I was like, let me talk to somebody who I know who's artistic.
You're saying Cakes and I are artistic?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if I wanted a stick figure cover. But immediately, he was like, well, what's the book about? I was like, would you consider doing a cover? He said, what's the book about? And then he just had this idea of Jaden Daniels jumping through the pages. And so that's what he did. I got to credit EB and Valdez because I showed each of you guys. Cakes might not have been in that week, but I showed the guys the cover. And EB was like, you got to show a little more jersey, which he did that. And then Valdez was like, I got to show a little more helmets. He did that. I got to thank Othello, our former colleague.
Very good, Othello.
I turn to people I know. So Oathman is his real name. Othello is how we always called him for years.
I had no idea that was his real name.
You know his real name?
No. I thought Othello was his real name.
No. Anyway.
I had no clue. I'll never call him Oathman.
He did the landing page. You can buy it right now. FaithRestoredBook.com.
Very good.
You can buy it with credit card, with Venmo, with PayPal, all that stuff. It's right there. FaithRestoredBook.com. So he set that up. But let me tell you something. They won an award for this. The PR staff from the Commanders, Sean DeBarberry, Charlie Mule, they're amazing. I showed up to minicamp and I ran into a bunch of people and they're like, what are you doing here? Because it's not something the junkies really do. No. But I interviewed a bunch of players and they were very helpful. Even getting pictures, like I had to go through a legal process to get pictures for inside the book, the cover of the book, that's through the Commanders. But Sean is amazing. They won an award. Like, this is the difference between Josh Harris's organization and the former owner.
Yeah, they don't want to be.
It is night and day.
They don't want to be adversarial with the media.
There's a chapter in the book called Night and Day. But that's an example that they had, you know, they had people that we met over the years that worked in PR. And now they won an award for having the number one media relations staff.
Talk about the
PR
people
staff
that they gave you access to.
So I really got to thank some of these people I interviewed. First of all, Tressway is an amazing dude. I actually heard him tell a story on Grant and Danny's show, and then I got with him that I wanted that in the book. We arranged an interview on a Friday night. He talked to me for an hour and a half, and I had to like get off the phone with him. Like, he just, he's the world's nicest guy, the longest tenured player who's offers a great perspective of what it was like in the previous regime and what it was like now. You know, when he signed his deal, they like went all out when he signed his most recent deal and had like music and kind of like really did it up like a congratulations, like a party. That would never have happened under the previous regime. But I interviewed Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, Marcus Mariota, Tyler Biadasz, Brian Robinson, a bunch of ex-Redskins, from Santana Moss to Doc Walker, Fred Smoot, Logan Paulson, Charlie Casserly. And then this book is also about the fans. I even interviewed Cakes, EB's mom for the book.
Oh, Mrs. Nice. Bickle makes an appearance.
Nice. I don't even think I knew that.
The book is about the fans coming back to the team. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. A couple people have read some sample chapters. I've gotten good feedback. I got to thank some people that encouraged me along the way. But guys like Steve Sands, Steve Buckhantz, Tony Perkins, Chris Stone, who did Ref the District, our pal Big Keith, Tailgate Ted, Chris Farley, our pal, is there because I have stories of fans. So fans who grew up with the team. EB, you've talked about this. Your Sundays were a big deal growing up.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people.
My week revolved around it.
Yes, and in the 80s, during the glory years, you know, Josh Harris talks about this. It wasn't like it is now. Nobody was out. Everybody was watching the games. Everybody was watching the Redskins, and they were winning Super Bowls, and they were winning all the time, and families got together. And by the end of Snyder, that was destroyed, and all faith was kind of lost. But last year, you saw the resurrection of the Commanders, and you saw the fans coming back to the team and winning the city back and that enthusiasm. So that's what the book's about, and it includes fan stories from guys like Big Keith, who went to Tampa, or Chris Farley, who went to the Eagles game, or Tailgate Ted, who caused a stir. So it's a mix of the season. You relive the season, the highs and lows, and a mix of the fans coming back to the team. So that's been my last 6 or 7 months. Quick little shout out. I probably paid 100 visits to the Quince Orchard Library. That's where I did most of my
That's a lot of library visits.
Because I found... Because
you got to find someplace boring.
I found when I go home, and even if nobody was home, my wife's working, my kids in school, there's a bed.
Yeah.
There's a pantry, and there's a TV. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough to kind of get work done. So anyway, the book's called Faith Restored. I'm going to post a promo video. Schwartzy did a promo video. I'll get that up here during the commercial break. I think that Mike Marr is going to post it. So again, get the book. FaithRestoredBook.com, and then I got two more announcements. I said I was only going to have a second announcement, but I've got a couple more.
All right.
Here's the next big one.
Yeah.
For the last book, Still Barking, I got our pal Mark Roberge to do the forward.
Yeah. Love Mark.
Which was awesome.
Yep.
For this book, Joe Theismann did the forward. So God. I got to thank Joe Theismann.
Joe T, very good. Love
I actually
that.
Just read it yesterday. It's excellent. Awesome. Joe was great. I interviewed him along the way, and he's just so giving with his time. Really thankful for him. He's been on the show. He then sent us a bunch of books recently. So excited that Joe Theismann did the forward, and it's really, really good. And then here are two other little things. This is kind of gimmicks. Mm-hmm. I'll admit, gimmicks to sell the book. But I did it last time, and I'm going to do it again. We're going to have a P1 party, book party at the house for one of the away games.
Ah,
I haven't determined exactly because I got a soccer schedule I got to deal with on Sundays, but I think it's going to be for week 5 against the Chargers. But in the first 1,000 books sold, there's going to be 10 golden tickets. You get one of those golden tickets, you're going to go to the book party at the house.
Very good.
You're crazy.
If you buy the book today,
yeah,
I will guarantee that I'll personalize the book for you.
Wow, right. Look at
so
that.
So I will sign that. So faithrestoredbook.com, that's how you get it. Another quick thank you, because I don't know the business side very well.
Yeah.
I talked to Chuck Lee. Like, who do I know that knows things about businesses?
Right.
And I talked to Chuck Lee, and I told him, hey, I got this book. How do I best go about it doing this? And he put me on to Shopify. And so I established this store on Shopify. You don't need to worry about that. But just a shout out to Chuck Lee, because you buy the book at faithrestoredbook.com, then I get all the info, then we ship the book to you.
All right.
Very good.
Let me ask you something.
So, a couple other shout outs.
Oh, interviewed. My God. Hey. I want to ask a question. I'm going to help you.
All right, real quick. Barstool Nate, Clinton Yates, Chris Russell, Grant Paulson, Danny Rouye, John Keim, Rick Snyder. These are all people that helped me on the book.
All right. Has this, all of your research and everything, and you have put a lot of exhausting time into it, Has this made you, because you grew up a Colts fan because of your father and everything, has this made you somewhat of a fan?
I told you before, I'm not necessarily a fan of the team. I root for them to win for the show. And because
I know, but I'm asking, has this changed you? Has this changed
you? I'm definitely a fan of the players that I've talked to.
That's a no.
So it has not made you. It's not made you embrace the team anymore and wish that.
I will root for them. I will root for them, but to my core, I'm not going to lie to you.
So to your core, you're still a Colts fan.
I don't really care about the Colts that much anymore. It's kind of like him with the Raiders.
He's agnostic, is what he is.
Right.
When it comes to rooting for a team.
Once Peyton retired, I was lost a lot of zeal.
He roots for guys, not for teams.
Now, how could he? So I know that in your previous books, you sold quite a few. Like, people would be surprised how many books you sold before. If you sell, like, you know, thousands of books, can you get on a list when you're self-published? Or is it hard to get on a list?
I don't think I'm not shooting to get on. I don't think I'm doing that. I think if you can get on a New York Times bestsellers list, mm-hmm. from my understanding, if you sell 5,000 books in a week.
In a week. You've sold 5,000 books before, but
I
not
sold
in a
about
week.
5,000 books for Still Barking.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, I'm going to tell people this. The shipping part. If you buy the book today, it's going to be a couple weeks to get to you because I need to gauge the interest before I order the books from the printer.
Mm-hmm.
But on day one of Still Barking, we sold 1,200 books. So I would hope that we sell a bunch of books. If you like Still Barking, I think you're going to like this book a lot.
And this is like not about the show. This is about the Skins. This is about the Commanders.
Yes, but the show is weaved through there. There's a chapter in the book called Let Jaden Cook.
Oh, thank you. I should get some royalties on that.
You should get a piece.
I should get some royalties cake.
There you should.
The junkies are sprinkled throughout the book. That's the great thing about podcasts. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can go back and listen to what we were saying week by week. So you kind of get that fan experience through the junkies and even some callers throughout the book as you have the ups and downs of the season. They were 7-2. Then next thing you know, they were 7-5. You said, let Jaden cook, and sure enough, he did cook.
Well, they listened to me. What were you going to tell you, Cakes?
And they listen to smart minds. That's all.
FaithRestoredBook.com. Everybody, sign up.
The promo video is there, and you can also, I'll post it during the commercial break.
And what's great about it is it's not just about the junkies and our story. This is about the team. This is about an iconic franchise coming back to life.
That's it. I like to tell people, like, when I would run into people and they'd say, what are you up to? And I said, I'm working on a new book. Say, stories in three acts. It's glory years, destruction, and resurrection. Although it's mostly the resurrection because there's a chapter called New Sheriff in Town. That's Josh Harris. I believe that's chapter 7. Game Changer is drafting Jaden Daniels. That's chapter 9. There's 28 chapters in the book.
Nice.
So hope you check it out. Faith Restored. Book.com is where you get it. I'll post a video during the break. Remember, got Kadri Ismail. Talk about this Ravens-Commanders game coming up at 9 o'clock here on the...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Now, I jocked Cakes about Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a little bit with Bish Bucks on this one. You're never going to sell me on breaking the law.
That's fine. Different strokes for different folks. It's just all it is good old school British heavy metal at its finest. That's all it is.
All right, real quick, let's go to Tailgate Ted. I see Tailgate chiming in. He wants to talk about JP's book they just announced, FaithRestoredBook.com.
He's probably getting ready for the tailgate before Ravens Commanders tomorrow as we speak.
Tailgate, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Jonks? How you guys doing?
What's up, Taylor?
Who knows? He might be the future mayor of D.C. Remember, he was talking about getting into politics.
I mean, if I were a D.C. resident, I would vote for him.
What's up? I appreciate that.
Sure.
What's up, Ted? Is he talking?
You guys there?
Yeah, go.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, so I just appreciate that. Not running for mayor yet. She's doing a good job, but, you know, maybe a council member spot if they don't get this vote done the second time. So, in regards to JP's book, if you're a fan of the Commanders or just a Jumps fan, you guys are going to love this thing. I honestly, reading different chapters he sent me, I got goosebumps. And it was just reminiscing, and it felt like I was listening to podcasts from the show. Right? The way he was recapping everything and just kind of going through everything, and then hearing EB, I could actually hear your voice when I was reading parts of the chapters.
Oh, really?
Right? And just some of the different quotes that he had. I mean, any P1 is going to love this book. And any Commanders fan that has been through all of this through over the years is immediately going to fall in love with this book. And JP isn't paying me for this, and I still have to buy my own copy of the book, even though I helped him with it.
So, yeah, JP, you make a tailgate buy his own copy? What's the deal with that?
Right, it's hilarious.
Capitalism cakes.
I hear you. You got to sell it.
I'll hook some people down the road.
I understand.
Ted, who are you looking for to make some waves here in this final preseason game?
I want to see Troy Amos. We didn't get a chance to see him the past couple of weeks, and he apparently had been banged up, but they said he's going to get some snaps this week. So I want to see what he can do going
really?
Up against the Ravens.
Are really going to play him?
I would guess if he plays, it's going to be very limited.
Is that true? They're gonna suit him up? I haven't heard that.
Like, if he has any sort of injury,
I thought he was getting snaps.
I don't know. I'll have to double check that, because if he's close injury wise, that's a guy that you just keep in bubble wrap till week one, I would think.
Right. All right, who else?
I'm not watching this thing live. I'm going to be sitting at the beach hanging out in Ocean City, maybe having a crush with Valdez. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
Look at the churning waves along with Valdez and the no swimming signs, that bit.
No, I think it reopened today.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not bad now.
All right.
The storm's gone, so
got it.
Should be good to go.
Gotcha.
I do think Trey Amos, I mean, there's been nothing but glowing reports about him
preseason. I think there's also been...
Yeah, but he's going to get beat. He's a corner. He's going to get beat.
There has been clarification. It's Amos. It's not Amos.
Yeah,
I thought it was Amos at first. It's Amos.
Trey Amos.
Got it. I was going back and forth with that. Now it's Trey Amos.
Got it. Anybody else?
No, not really. Just stay healthy. Even tailgate Ted has a hard time
getting up a lather for preseason game number three.
It is hard.
I appreciate Ted saying that. One thing I'll say, in Joe Theismann's book, I did peruse it. One of the things he talks about is stepping out of your comfort zone. And though I have written books, it is completely out of my comfort zone. I'm a little insecure about it. So it's good when I get good feedback from people along the way. D. Woods is one of my lead encouragers. He's read a couple of the chapters. Chris Farley, you can always turn to Chris Farley. He'll pump you up.
I picked
the right guys to send sample chapters to, but it kind of gives me life as I'm grinding.
Like your writing skills? I mean, you know how to write.
Of course. It's totally different.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be a silly writer.
You actually have to write is the problem.
Well, I know. I remember when I wrote the article about RG3 in the Washington Post that they published.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things that stuck to me is Dan Steinberg said, wow, you can write. How about that?
Right, because people listen to this show every day.
They would never imagine
like,
that.
Those guys are probably borderline illiterate.
Yeah. Now, he still had to hone it.
Sure, of course. Everybody needs an editor.
The part that I find hard to write, look, I went to law school, and there's kind of a simple method that I remembered for years. It's called IRAC, issue, rule, apply, conclude. But that doesn't do you anything when you're talking about walking into a stadium and the sound and the smell and all of those type of things. That's a little bit different. So learning how to write in that style can be different. And then to include, you know, stories. When Tress Way tells me a story of the first meeting that the veteran players have with Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and how important it was, like this meeting with the players, it's trying to communicate that. It's a mm-hmm. little different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could use some pumping up.
All right.
So hopefully, you know, appreciate that. Like it. FaithRestoredBook.com.
Well, the great thing is you have a built-in fan base, and if they're looking for something, this would be a great stocking stuffer, too, as we get closer to Christmas.
You might send Cowboy Todd an audio version of the book, because he probably cannot read.
Yeah, right.
I have questions. There are a lot of questions.
But he's killed it in life.
He's doing great.
Yeah, but it doesn't require reading.
Yeah.
But doesn't he do something with reading of credit cards?
Well, it's called
a little different.
The magnetic stripe does all the reading, not right. Cowboy Todd.
Right, he doesn't have to do any reading.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. And then I'm sure your family's excited for you. Third book, buddy. Third book. You're gonna be now. You're gonna. You know what? If this thing hits, like I think it'll probably hit for you, you're gonna have to write a fourth one. He's gonna be constantly be writing books.
It's the next Stephen King.
You're gonna replace Feinstein. John encouraged you, actually.
I talked to John Feinstein mostly before the previous book.
Right. And but he did encourage you,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a couple messages that I always keep from John, which were like surprising that John Feinstein texted me. And it always surprises me, too, that I'm like texting Joe Theismann. I know that, you know, Jason collects numbers. I don't have that many celebrities in my phone at all.
Right.
Yeah. I think Mark Roberge is the biggest celeb I have in my phone.
Right.
And he's a celeb. He's the lead singer of OAR. He's a popular dude.
And I felt a little nervous to ask him for the forward, but he was happy to do it.
He was. That's
and
awesome.
Did a great job.
That's awesome.
So I hope you get the book at faithrestoredbook.com. But Trey Amos.
Won. Yeah. You know what?
You don't think Bill's playing tomorrow?
No, no, Bill, no chance he's playing.
I don't think
Chris
so.
Chris Rodriguez?
I would guess no.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're going to see Bill, Rodriguez, or Eckler. You're going to see.
You might see McNichols, Kaz Allen.
You're going to see the bottom of the barrel running back room.
Yeah, this is
the guys scrapping for the last spot on the roster.
Right.
That's going to be across the board.
That's why I'm telling you. I argued that in the first preseason game, I thought it was interminable. These things should be. They should do like a quick.
The running clock.
Running clock.
Yeah, I advise that,
too. Or it should
too.
Just be a half. I mean, these games are brutal when you get into the third and fourth quarter of these things.
Like, if I were a Commander's season ticket holder, I would be distraught that I would have to pay regular season ticket prices for the third preseason game.
Yeah.
At least, like, for the second preseason game, you'll see some starters. You get a couple series with Jaden Daniels and company. This one, it's going to be a lot of Sam Hartman and a lot of Kaz Allen, and you're still paying the same sticker price for your ticket.
Right.
Do you want to see Terry McLaurin at the stadium, EB?
I kind of thought it was trifling that he wasn't there at the last one. They said don't read into it. Sam Cosmi wasn't there either. So I'll take them at their word. The one thing I do, and somebody reminded me this morning, is that, remember, Jaden said, and Jaden's got to know kind of the status of things. Jaden said just the other day, talking to Diana Russini, he knows that he's confident that Terry is going to walk in through that door soon.
I think if Terry missed the last preseason game, wasn't at the stadium, I don't think he's going to be there for this one. I mean, nothing has really changed that we know of.
I agree, but it'd be nice if he was there. You're asking me.
It would be great to see him, but I wouldn't expect him there.
It would be nice to see him. But would you see a guy like Jaden unfazed, and he seems like, he knows that Terry's going to be coming through that door soon? I just have to have faith
that
in that.
That might just be the fact that Jaden Daniels
company guy.
Well, he's a glass half full type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an optimist.
Right.
We are not optimists, at least on this side of the table.
Don't you agree that something's going to give?
I'm still resolute that he's going to be there week one.
Right, so that means he's got to be there pretty soon.
He's coming in for game checks.
So that means he's got to be there pretty soon. He can't expect to just show up a couple
days
before.
He has to report at least a week before the opener against the Giants if he wants to be on the field and playing in week one.
He has to get on the field.
He has to practice at least a few times before week one against the Giants on September 7th.
Right, right.
He's not just going to end his hold in on September 5th and then stroll into the lineup on week one.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
Right.
Got to get a few reps in.
Let's go to Henry in D.C. Henry, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hello,
Henry from D.C. Public Library. How y'all doing?
What's up, Henry?
What's up, buddy?
I'm a fan of libraries. We had a discussion about it, and E.B. like, I'll never be in a library again, and the Cake said I'll never be in a library again. I'm a fan of libraries.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, fellas, would y'all be in an agreement that all you guys – get in the car, ride over there to the stadium that's being torn down, big chunks of holes and everything in that thing, and take a picture in front of it and say, hey, bye-bye, bye-bye RFK.
I don't need to drive over to RFK and see that husk of a stadium being torn down. I was there a couple
That's
of months
progress,
ago.
Though.
I know exactly what it looks like. I don't need a picture in front of it. But thank you. Thank you for the idea. If you would like to go take
a pic. That thing is coming down, fellas. I mean, it's coming down.
Yeah, it's long overdue.
Thank God. Thank God. All right. Thank you, Henry. Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, fellas. Have a good Friday. Good weekend.
All right. You too, buddy. Thank you.
I'd probably go to a library before I went to have my picture taken in front of RFK being taken down chunk by chunk.
Not going to do either.
I'm not going to do either of those things.
Do you have a library in the O-Town close to you?
Yes. Probably a couple miles away.
When's the last time you walked into it?
7, 10 years ago? I mean, I can't recall having gone there recently.
Are you not doing an audiobook just because of the time involved to put it together? I mean, that would be at least a day or two of your life.
It's hard to do an audiobook. I mean, maybe people always asked about that with Still Barking, and I never got around to it. The book's long. It's going to be
Like, audiobooks sell, dude. They sell a ton.
The book's about 288 pages. That'd be a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of flaming.
And I'll be honest, if you want the business side, if I released an audiobook at the same time, it would spike the sales of the book.
Radio Insider.
So we're focusing on the book first.
Got it.
Then I can do an audio book.
When you say spike the sales, you mean it would hurt the sales?
Yes.
Okay.
Some people would. Audiobooks are generally cheaper.
Right.
There are certain costs that I've spent a lot of money already on to create the book. So if I put out the audio book.
All right, so that's something you do later. Okay, I got it.
Maybe.
I understand.
Maybe.
I just think it's, oh my God, I couldn't believe what a nightmare that would be to read every word. Like articulate it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just, that would be brutal.
I get it.
We all usually have botches on a 1 minute commercial read.
Oh, yeah.
Be in that booth forever.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think, you'd probably be in there a week.
I had 5 spec spots recently sent to a client that started. Mm-hmm. 4 of the 5 I had edits on. 80%?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for professional for 30 years.
I've been doing this for 30 freaking years. Right. 4 out of 5. Miss rate.
All right. Got to take a break. We got Kadri Ismail to preview the Ravens Commanders matchup coming up tomorrow. He'll jump on at 9 o'clock. Here on The Junkie.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most intriguing stories, kind of National Football League, at least with the rookies, it's not the number one pick. It's probably not Shedeur Sanders because he's going to be a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Travis Hunter.
I know Shedeur Sanders gets a ton of clicks, but it can't be about him because he's not even starting for his own team.
It's Travis Hunter, and some people are worried. You know, he made a big deal before the draft that he didn't want any part of a team that was going to stop him from playing both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are already worried that they may be using load management already on Travis Hunter.
Because he may already be hurt, right?
Yeah, he was kept out of the practice yesterday between the Jags and Dolphins because he's nursing an upper body injury.
Right.
Already.
But they're not saying what it is.
No, he was just doing some work on the side. So look, if I'm Liam Cohen, if I'm the new head coach of the Jags, I don't care about all this outside noise about you got to play him on both sides of the ball 100% of the time. I'm filtering all of that out, and I'm going to use him. Look, he's got a unique skill set. I'm going to try to take advantage of that as best I can. But if it leads to him getting banged up and not being available, I'm sorry. I'm putting some load management on that guy. I'm going to stop him from hurting himself and in turn hurting the team by not being available.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, all of you people out there who are like, he has to play every down on every side
of
the ball.
Nobody really thinks that.
I think some people think that. I think JP's a big proponent. JP loves burning guys out.
He doesn't really think he should play every play on offense.
You don't think that? You don't think he wants him to play every snap on every side of the ball?
I think he should play probably 75% on both sides.
I mean, that's a lot.
It's a lot. That, I just don't know.
Even for a rookie, even for a young, I don't know how old he is, 22 or 23 years old, that's asking a lot.
Here's what Ryan Clark, analyst from ESPN, a former Washington Redskins safety, said.
That if he doesn't play both sides of the football, you wasted a pick. You wasted assets. You decided that moving up to number two wasn't truly what you wanted to do because he's not the number two pick as a wide receiver. He's not the number two pick as a cornerback. He is the number two pick if he plays both.
Right.
He is the number two pick if he affects both sides of the football. If he doesn't do that, what you gave up, giving up next year's first round pick to get him, is not worth it to play offense primarily or no defense and vice versa. So to me, if you have to make that decision based on his inability to physically hold up throughout 17 games, it was a mistake to draft Travis.
I think he's right. And look, I don't know if it'll become a trend, but there are outliers. And Shohei Ohtani has shown it in Major League Baseball. Now, he's had some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might have happened anyway. Like, if he was just a pitcher, he might have had the same injuries to his arm. Because we see guys who are just pitchers have injuries with their arms anymore all the time. I've brought this up a few times. The show's been canceled, but James Jones was part of a show. I've already forgotten the name of it on Fox. And he said this was his opinion as a former NFL receiver.
Yep.
He said it wasn't that taxing to be an NFL wide receiver. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, all these people talk about getting hurt all the time. He says you might take a few hits in a game. And he was bringing up commercial breaks and all that stuff, and he was fully confident Travis Hunter could do it.
Okay.
And Travis Hunter, and there have been people, Travis Hunter was on there on the field. I don't know what the average, maybe you can look up the average amount of snaps that he took last year in Colorado, but he was on the field well over 75% both sides. He was on the field, I'm going to make up a number, let's say for 100 snaps in a game, he was on the field and he was able to do it. And there are more snaps average-wise in college football than there is in the NFL.
Yeah, I just don't see him playing more than 75 or 80% of the snaps on both sides. Like, if he's playing full Iron Man football, I would be completely shocked by that.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna
Think that's going to happen.
I think he's going to be used primarily on offense, and it's something, you know, periods, certain packages on defense.
Right.
That's my guess.
Yeah, I think he's going to be more an offensive player than defensive player.
He made some spectacular catches.
Yeah.
Spectacular catches where he had players kind of draped all over him,
mm-hmm.
and he came down with it. Look, has there ever been a field that he's stepped on where he hasn't been the best athlete? Probably hasn't happened yet.
Have you ever seen him play hoops?
It's pretty freaking good.
Well,
it's going to happen week one. He's not automatically going to be the best athlete on the field every single week in the NFL. That may have been the case in Colorado when he's playing the Texas Techs of the world and Kansas. That's not going to be the case every single week.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be up there.
He'll be up there. His days of just getting by on being the most talented player every single time out, those days are officially over.
I love watching our guy Baldy and his breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was a Baldy's breakdown. And he was showing the snaps. Look, he had limited snaps in that one game. I think he had roughly 9 on offense and 6 on defense, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was showing this one route. And he said Travis knew the route better than the receiver.
Right.
Like, he's got that type of football IQ where he can see the plays coming and anticipate the routes. Will he get burned? EB brings up a good point. We were talking about Trey Amos. All corners get burned. But he's such an elite athlete that I don't know that he'll need to be like here's the thing. He can't be in both film rooms at the same time, right?
Right.
So when, you know, the corners are getting together and the receivers are getting together with their specific position coach, he can't be in two places at once, but he has such elite instincts and IQ that I think he can do it on defense.
He's a great player, but he might not even be the best athlete on his team. Brian Thomas Jr. is a freak,
mm-hmm.
and he showed that as a rookie. Like, that's the sort of, like, even on his own team, he might not be the best athlete. So that, like, he's going to see that week in, week out. Now, if he comes on the scene and scores 10 touchdowns as a rookie playing offense and is a shutdown corner in certain scenarios on defense, then the pick makes all the sense in the world. If he only plays one side of the ball and he's mediocre, then the Jags are going to look bad for making that move up and giving up all that draft capital.
Not look bad to go two, but look bad to give all that up to go get him. Because they said they thought they were getting two players,
right,
which is kind of crazy.
Right.
In his last two seasons at Colorado, he caught 153 passes for 1,979 yards and 20 touchdowns, including 15 as a senior. I do agree with Cakes. I think he's primarily going to be a receiver, but the clip that I saw of him playing a little defense, I don't know why you wouldn't want a guy who can pick the ball off and be lockdown cornerback.
You want to take advantage of it, obviously, but if it comes at the detriment of the fact that he's going to miss games because he's
overtaxed. You got to.
Like then I've got. Then
you gotta
if
balance
I'm
it.
Liam Cohen and the front office, then I have to reassess.
But put
how
it this
he's
way.
Going to be used.
Just put it this way as we move on. He's one of the three or four most interesting rookie stories.
Oh yeah, of course.
Of 2025,
no doubt.
Everyone's going to want to see it. I'm not even that interested in Cam Ward. I feel like there's very little buzz on the number one overall pick. I feel more into. I'm more into Travis Hunter. I might even be more interested just to see what Abdul Carter does, the kind of impact he has. Genty, I'm interested in.
Don't sleep on Bill right here in D.C.
Seventh rounder.
A lot of intrigue. He's the most intriguing seventh rounder maybe in NFL history.
No, come on. You're getting crazy.
I don't know.
I mean,
Name me another seventh rounder you've cared about more than Bill Crosky Merritt.
I don't know. I mean,
sixth rounder's Tom Brady. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and Alfred Morse was a sixth rounder.
I'm talking about the seventh rounder.
Seventh rounder. I defy you to come up with a guy with more buzz. There are some rookies that I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I want to see Egbuke because I wanted us to get him.
Yeah.
And I think what Jackson Dart has done with the Giants speeds up his timeline.
It could.
Big time.
Yep.
Big time. I don't know. He's one of the four or five most intriguing stories of the year, like rookie wise. Easy.
Seventh rounders, Cakes. Ever heard of a guy? I'll do the Cakes. Ever heard of Shannon Sharp?
Have heard of that person.
Yeah. Ever heard of Shannon Sharp?
I'll tell you who's more important to me is Bill than Shannon Sharp.
Coming up next, we'll talk to a guy who I think crossed paths with Shannon Sharp.
Yep.
Qadra Ismail, 10-year NFL vet. Played with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl with them, now hosts the Purple pregame and postgame show on WJZ TV in Baltimore. We get into Commanders Ravens next with Qadra Ismail here on the Junkies.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.